Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Shanti Gold International Limited Q3 and nine-month FY 2026 post-results earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Mayuri Karkera from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Mayuri.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Q3 and nine-month FY 2026 results conference call of Shanti Gold International Limited. We have with us Mr. Puneet Kumar Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Shriram Iyengar, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that certain statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve certain risks and uncertainties. A detailed statement in this regard is available in the Q3 and nine-month FY 2026 results presentation that has been shared with you earlier. I now hand over the call to Mr. Pankaj Kumar Jagawat to begin the proceeding of this call. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on today's FY 2026 earnings con call of Shanti Gold Limited, International Limited. We appreciate your continued interest in our company. Let me begin with a brief overview of our business, followed by key operational development, recent performance, trends, and broader industry context. Before I move into the business overview, I'm happy to share that during the nine months ending December 31, 2025, we have surpassed the full year FY 2025 revenues and registered the highest ever revenues in the company history for a nine-month period. Our revenue for Q3 FY 2026 grew by 110.06% year-on-year to rupees 636.9 crore compared to rupees 303.2 crore in Q3 FY 2025. The performance reflects strong execution, growing scale of operations, and increased transactions with organized jewelry retailers. Shanti Gold International Limited is a leading manufacturer of 22-carat casting gold jewelry, backed by our decades of operating experience. We design and manufacture a wide range of products, including bangles, ring, necklace, and complete jewelry sets, catering to everyday, festive, and bridal segments across multiple price points. Our integrated in-house manufacturing models provide end-to-end control across design, production, packaging, enhancing consistent quality, scalability, and operational efficiency. Currently, our installed manufacturing capacity stands at 2,700 kg per annum. The capacity has been built and utilized efficiently over the years, supported by long-standing relationship and trust with our B2B customers. Our ability to deliver consistent quality, reliable executions, and design relevance has been instrumental in deepening these partnerships over time. During quarter three FY 2026, our volume stood at 535 kgs, registering a strong growth of 31% year-on-year, compared to 408 kg in quarter three FY 2025. The volume growth was driven by healthy demand from organized retailer and improved throughput across our manufacturing operations. Over the recent past, we have observed a clear shift in end customers' purchasing behavior, with increasing preference towards large organized jewelry retailers, many of whom are key customers. These retailers are progressively outsourcing manufacturing to partners who can offer scale, design, variety, quality, consistency, and fast turnaround times, particularly during peak festives and wedding season. The structural shift has been a key demand for our business. During quarter three FY 2026, we also started a new line of product aimed at catering to the mass market segment. The new offering is aligned with affordability-led demand and has contributed meaningfully to incremental volume growth during the quarter, which also helping us broaden our product mix. To align ourselves with the evolving industry dynamic and to serve our customers more effectively, we have announced a capacity expansion of approximately 4,000 kg per annum. The expanded capacity will enhance our ability to offer a broader design portfolio, process higher volumes effectively, and respond more effectively to changing customer behavior. It will also allow us to increase wallet share with existing customers while increasing headrooms to support volumes and other organized retail partners. Importantly, this expansion is not purely volume-driven. Over the medium term, the additional scale is expected to support gradual shift in product mix, efficient and operating leverage, thereby strengthening our platform for sustainable and profitable growth. The expansion reflects the confidence in the long-term growth of our segment and continued formalization of the industry. As part of our strategy to further broaden our product portfolio and address evolving demand from organized jewelry retailers, we also planned an entry into the Mangalsutra jewelry category. The category represents a structural luxury and culturally significant segment, and a planned entry will allow us to participate more meaningfully across occasions and consumption cycles, with strengthening our relevance and key retail partners. Designer continues to remain a key differential for us. As of December 31st, 2025, we have a strong in-house team of 71 CAD designers, and that generates a large number of new designs every month, enabling us to respond quickly to evolving customer preference and market trends. We have also built a long, outstanding relationship with leading jewelry brands such as Jo Alucas, Lalita Jewelry, Alucas Enterprises, Kalyan Jewelers. Our customer base spans 15 states and 2 union territories in India, along with selecting international market with a strong presence in South India and steadily growing footprint in North and Western India. Turning to the quarter performance, Q3 FY26 was a healthy quarter for us. Despite volatility in gold price, demand from organized retailer partners to remain stable, and we continue to see consistent volumes. During the quarter, a few structural trends became more evident: continued market share gains by organized retailers, more agile inventory management practice, and a sustained shift towards design-led and value-added jewelry. These trends are structurally positive for our B2B manufacturing-focused business models. Operating our focus remains firmly on execution. We continue to work on our improving throughput, strengthening quality standard, enhancing our design capability. Over the 9-month period, we further deepened relationships with existing customers and saw incremental opportunities as organized retailers expanded their presence across new geographies. From an industry perspective, gold jewelry in a challenging yet socially positive environment. Elevated gold price remained a factor influencing customers' behavior. Higher prices moderated volumes in certain segments. Industry continued to witness value growth supported by improved realization and premiumization. In some pockets, customers gravitated towards the lightweight and more affordable demand, where premium and wedding and demand remained excellent, particularly in urban market and higher income segments. The divergence highlights the evolving nature of the jewelry market, which affordability consideration and coexist with aspirational consumption. Factors such as mandatory hallmarking, regulatory compliance, transparent pricing, and growing consumer preference for trusted brands have accelerated formalization across the industry. Organized retailers are also benefiting from their ability to offer contemporary designs, superior retail experiences, and flexible exchange options, capabilities that are increasingly important in a high gold price environment. Against this backdrop, we remain focused on strengthening our manufacturing scale, expanding our geographical footprint, and deepening our design and product capabilities. Looking ahead, we remain constructive on the medium to long-term outlook, expected to be driven by continued formalization of the jewelry market, expansion of organized retail, and increasing outsourcing of large jewelry brands, which gold price volatility may influence short-term demand pattern, and underlying industry fundamental remains intact, and we believe we will position to capture these opportunities. To conclude, Shanti Gold remains focused on operational excellence, capable growth, and long-term value creation. With this, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Shriram Iyengar, our CFO, to take you through the financial performance of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Pankajji, and good afternoon to everyone. I would now like to take you through our financial performance for the quarter and 9-month ended 31st December 2025. Before I move to the financials, I am pleased to share that during the period, the company's credit rating has been upgraded by K rating from BBB+ to KA-stable for long-term bank facility. The rating for long-term and short-term facility stands at KA-stable and KA2+. This upgrade reflects improved operating performance, strengthened balance sheet position, disciplined working capital management, and enhanced financial profile. We believe this will further improve our financial flexibility and reinforce stakeholders' confidence in the company's long-term fundamentals. Now, coming on to the revenue from operations for the quarter stood at INR 636.93 crores compared to INR 303.22 crores in Q3 FY25, registering a growth of 110.06% on YOY basis. EBITDA for the quarter was INR 60.18 crores compared to INR 28.14 crores in Q3 FY25, a growth of 3.83%. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 9.45% as compared to Q3 FY25, improving by 70 basis points on a YOY basis. PAT for the quarter stood at INR 40.08 crores as compared to INR 17.58 crores in Q3 FY25. PAT margin for the quarter stood at 6.29% as compared to 5.80% in Q3 FY25. Revenue from operations for the 9-month period of FY26 stood at INR 1359.78 crores compared to INR 809.12 crores in 9-month FY25, registering a strong year-on-year growth of 68.06%. This performance was underpinned by consistent volume growth of 12%, with volumes reaching at 1285 kg. The growth reflects positive ordering trend, successful rollout of new collection designs, portfolio, strong market acceptance, and deeper engagements with organized retail chain customers. Together, these factors highlight the company's ability to combine scale with innovation, remove customer benefit, and strengthen its position in the evolving retail scale. EBITDA for the 9-month period of 1.21 crores compared to INR 6.5 crores in 9 months, reflecting a robust year-on-year growth of 160.84%. EBITDA margin for 9-month FY26 improved to 11.71% from 7.49% in 9-month FY25, an expansion of 422 basis points. PAT for 9-month FY26 rose to INR 108.64 crore from INR 35.79 crore in 9-month FY25. A growth of over 200%. PAT margins improved to 7.99% from 4.42%, expanding by 357 basis points. This strong bottom line performance reflects better market acceptance and disciplined execution, laying a strong foundation for a robust FY26. Overall, our performance for the quarter and 9 months reflects disciplined execution, improving operational efficiencies, and strong demand visibility from our organized retail partner. We remain focused on sustaining this momentum and are confident of continuing our growth trajectory in the upcoming quarters as well. With this, I thank you for your patience hearing and ask the moderator to open the floor for further questioning.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants, please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Aniket Madhwani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir.
Hi.
Audible? Yeah, you're audible. Yeah, so firstly talking on the numbers, despite high volumes achieved in this quarter, if we see on a sequential basis, there is a significant dip in the margin. So could you just clarify on that and going forward, where do you see it to be that stable?
The margins were declined because we had done some of a portion of our gold hedging during this quarter, and we started a new line of jewelry which has a higher churning and a lesser margin. But if you go to see, we have increased the volume and by 31%, and normally our PAT is around 4% and whatever gain we have achieved, this was due to gold rising and all, which we had not hedged full gold.
Okay, so you are talking about which new line that is called in?
It's a gold, plain gold jewelry. We started a new line of plain jewelry. Yeah.
Okay. And talking about this 4,000 kgs capacity expansion, so when this capacity will be commissioned?
So this factory should start by May.
May 26?
May 26.
Okay, so you currently have 2700 kgs, so it would like you to 6700 kgs in total.
Yeah.
In May 26.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much volume growth do you expect by, FY27?
From our this year, if we complete 60 to 70%, again we expect to improve.
60 to 70% on an annual basis, right?
On an annual basis.
Okay, I'll get
that. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Omrisha from Moneyvisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to know what are the CAPEX plans going forward as we are targeting North India expansion?
So we have put it in our 7 to 8 crore rupees. We are using it for like plant and machineries.
Okay, so no major CAPEX plans as...
Yeah,
and also I see on slide 16 that our export revenue currently is barely 2%. So when you say that you are strengthening presence in UAE, Singapore and Qatar that way, so what is your target for export revenue going forward? If you could just give a ballpark number to the revenue contribution from exports.
Yeah, so now we have opened an office in UAE, which should be operational again that also by May. And exports to go from 2% to 10%.
2% to 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a huge jump. And by when do you expect to achieve
that? Approximately now we are doing 4% of export, which should be around 10%.
Okay. And if when you achieve that 10% revenue from exports, your margins sustainability would be at what level, sir? Because right now, as the previous participant also asked, your voice is breaking. Can you just repeat yourself, please?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, sir. Now I can hear you, sir.
Sorry,
your voice is breaking again.
Can you hear me properly?
No, sir, it's not that clear. Yeah, now I can hear you, sir. Yeah.
So, net profit.
4%.
Yeah.
Okay, so it will be at this level only. It won't really go to a percentage higher or some bits higher.
Yeah, more of. Because we are starting a new line of jewelry also, where there are margins little low, that your bridal, the margins is high when we join everything, should be around 4%.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll join back to you for further questions.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Manoj Rajani from Rajani Family Office. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we have seen a good amount of growth in the EBITDA compared to the last revenue. The last quarter. So should we take it the rise in this as a steady rate, or should we see any volatility due to the rise?
Business is going to be there is going to be a good growth in this quarter also, coming quarter also. Yeah, there is a lot of demand of the jewelry, so there shouldn't be any problems.
So sir, this would be despite
January was extremely good, and I February and March also should be extremely good. Yeah, so it's the wedding season and all.
Okay, sir. And the second thing was the gross margins. So, in the rise in the gross margins, would we say that it is due to the timing? Like, since there has
gross
been
margin would be around 7 to 8%.
Okay. Even going forward?
Going forward, it would be around 8 to 10%.
Okay, sir. And if in case there is a stabilization in the price of the gold, how should we think that, the demand would go ahead?
So that's what I'm saying is that as like we are planning to hedge the gold, so for us it's going to be a stabilized price only. Due to the geopolitical tension, we are the money we receive from IPO proceeding, we had purchased all the gold on us. But in future, we are planning to hedge our gold, and so we are not going to take risk on the gold price. And gross profit should be around 8 to 10%. Yeah.
Okay, sir. So we should, so we should not think anything about the incremental margins going forward, like as of now.
It can be 4, it can be 5, it can be, yeah, but it's going to be more around year only. Yeah. But the volume growth is going to be very big, yeah.
All right, sir. No worries, sir. Well, got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Nitin Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, I am audible.
Yeah, thank you for giving the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you.
My first question would be I fail to understand actually. It's a fundamental question basically. The same promoters have a different listed entity. Can you please tell me the reason? What distinguishes the two companies as such as both are into, jewelry making?
When Shanti Gold had started, it had started on a mass production, and when Utsav we had started, where Karishma Kapoor used to be a brand ambassador, and that jewelry used to sell it on the maximum retail price. So both companies couldn't have it been combined together those times, because this was a different line and that was a different line. So there the jewelry used to be sell on pieces, not on the quantity and all. So that is where the new factory was started.
At presently, how does the two business,
distribute? We have a professional team over there. There is a professional CEO and all who is working on the company. This company has been like, that has been 2007 established company and this is 2003 established company. But we never had any problems till today. Because both have a different client, different kind of variety and different kind of jewelry.
Okay. Fair enough. Thanks a lot. Second. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Sure. And how do we distinguish between our other listed peers Sky Gold and other players? How are we differentiating ourselves with the peers?
See, our core strength is designing and all. So, basically the demand is rising of our company due to jewelry designing, which we have announced CAD designers and all. So, because of that, yeah, we've grown like after we received the same thing. In one quarter only, we saw a scene in volume 13% growth.
Okay. And the general question, what would be the asset turnover ratio, for any capex that we generally do?
I didn't get your question.
Suppose if we go for an investment of say 100 crores, say, what is the maximum revenue that we can get from, say, 200 crores or 300 crores?
It's a working capital intense business.
Okay. And any particular guidance for the next year, basically?
Any particular?
Guidance for the next year? For this year, this fiscal, I believe, we'll clock somewhere around 2,000 crores, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And how about the next year? How does it look like?
60 to 70% growth.
Sorry, how much?
60 to 70% growth.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate. And once again, congratulations for the set of numbers. Really appreciate.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We will take the next question from the line of Ajit Shetty from Eco Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So what is the amount we are spending on Jaipur facility and Mumbai facilities?
Mumbai, we are spending 8.5 crore rupees as a CapEx. And Jaipur, we have it's around 46.8 crores, 46 crore rupees approximately. Yeah, we are spending.
Okay, so sir, when will be this 1200 kg Jaipur facility will be operational?
It should be operational by July.
July. So 5200 kg will be there for us in FY27, right?
Yeah.
Increment. Okay. So when we can achieve the peak utilization from this 5200 kg?
So like Bombay facility, we are expecting around 800 to 1000 kilos a year after the factory starts. So whatever month remaining would be divided in that. And okay. Jaipur also we expect
0.3 times.
So Jaipur factory also utilization will be 0.3 times.
So I didn't get you. Jaipur facility, what you are expecting the volume?
Jewelry at the factory is 30% of the volume what we promised initially.
And with the same volume growth can we expect in FY20, 60% to 70%?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Shruti Sharma from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon and thank you for taking my questions. I have a couple of questions. So first one is currently we are opening at around 65% utilization. So just wanted to understand the thought process behind adding nearly 150% incremental capacity. Is this expansion largely backed by firm customer or order visibility? Or is it more of a strategic?
No, it's backed by, see, because you need a different factory with a different kind of artisans. Okay, so these artisans cannot make the jewelry what we are going to make it over there. So it's going to be a complete new jewelry designing, new capacity of manufacturing and new product line. So this, so it's the same artisan cannot make the same jewelry.
Okay, okay. My second question on the new 4 TPA capacity. So could you give us some like ramp up timeline? What kind of utilization level should be realistically factored in?
2000 kilo and this factory should be operated by May.
Okay, and my last question about like demand, if demand doesn't scale up as expected, how flexible is this CapEx? Like, is this expansion modular or phased?
So we've already worked on our designs and all. We've showed it to...
Sorry to interrupt in between, sir. Your voice is not audible.
We've already did this of our designing and the jewelry we are going to make. We have already created a sample line. We've already showed it to our customer. And after they write the jewelry, we've bought the factory and all. So it's all planned. So it's no way the factory is not going to scale. It's going to scale. We're very confident about it.
Okay. And at what utilization does this new capacity break even?
There are no expense because all the admission costs are in this factory. So it's just parigals and everything we are there. So there's no... Only as the main is a rent and some cat designing and all. So that's hardly any in terms of 1,000 kilos.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you. And all the best for your coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Bhaskar Kandrar from 3 Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I am audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Okay, thank you, sir. First of all, congratulations for good setup number. Our existing capacity is 7K kg per annum. What
existing?
Do you assume existing capacity is 2.7K kg per annum?
Yeah.
How much we will be assume peak utilization in FY27 end?
we'll be reaching around 80% of the 75 to 80% of our capacity.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay. At present, it is 66% utilized. So it should reach around 75 to 80%.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Or sir, hedging side, we are hedging gold. So GML or natural hedging? Hedging.
No, GML. We are trying to get into GML. Yeah.
Or sir, how much portion in inventory size? How much portion?
Most of GML? Our portion we are planning to go into GML.
Okay, most of the okay. Or sir, margin side, we are entering into the plain gold and new category. There is margin are same level or margin
up? So it is going to be a complete mixed margin of our bridal jewelry, day-to-day wear jewelry, which we should be around comfortable around 4%.
It's a 4%. Okay. Or sir, beyond if our existing margin are high and our new product category margin are low, there will be some margin decline in blended level.
So there will be no margin declining. I have said that when I compress both the things together, it's going to be around 4%. We have already did a working
so
on
we are, it. So we are targeting 4% PAT margin.
PAT margin.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Or sir, inventory side, how much portion is gold, silver? You can give
it. Yes, complete gold. We only deal in gold. We don't deal in silver.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. And best for the best for your future. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Shreyansh Jain from Unique Investment. Please go ahead. Shreyansh, proceed with your question. Did you no response? We will take the next participant. We have the next question from the line of Aniket Madhwani from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Bansal. Could you just give me the breakup of the revenue? I mean, what amount have been received from domestic and international business in this quarter?
Domestic is 96% and 4% towards export.
Okay, and are you expecting this to increase? I mean, you are trying to enter in UAE and USA.
Export business.
Yeah, so we are opening an office in Dubai, so it should, from 4% it should go up to 10%. And the office should be operational by May.
10% by next year?
By next year, yeah.
And which country will be the most contributing? I mean, where do you see the most demand for your business?
In Pardon
UAE
me?
Or USA?
Pardon me?
From this 10% of exports, which country will be contributing the most?
Singapore, Dubai, Malaysia, all those countries. Yeah, Qatar and all. UAE.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Kashish, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Apart from my investment,
sorry to interrupt, Kashish, you're not audible.
Yeah, is it better now?
Can you please use the handset mode and speak?
Yes, sure. Is it better now?
Sure, please proceed.
Yes, sir. My question was regarding the guidance that next year we are planning to grow by 60%. I just want to know whether we would be raising any debt or equity for this year.
We'll be taking some of the debt and we'll be using our internal gold also from what we have it in our factory now for our new Marul manufacturing this.
Okay, got it. And second question would be regarding, like you mentioned, this that just happened, having the gold. So can we expect this as a consistent policy going
forward? I can't hear you properly. You know, why are you not reading? No.
Sorry to interrupt in between, Kashish. I would request you to please rejoin the queue. Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Charjit Malu from Genuity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I had a question on the inventory side. So how much inventory do we have in Q3 of 26 and 9 months?
Inventory, basically, we are holding for 1.5 to 2 months, valuing around 380 crores.
In Q3?
Q3, I'm talking about Q3 only. It's more on the less of the same level. Even Q2, it was around 350 or 360 or crore, but it's at the same level. Just a marginal higher up, incremental higher up because of the... And it is around 387 crores.
Okay, and like what kind of revenue are we expecting for next quarter, and like are we able to sustain the margin of 9% in Q4?
Yeah.
And like on the revenue front, sir?
Like around 2,000.
In the whole year?
Minus karke kar lenge na. Yeah. The whole year. So minus the total we achieved till now. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Jay Prakash, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes.
So first of all, congratulations for the good set of numbers. I would like to know, after successful launch of your IPO, how about your debt level? Despite you are on CapEx planning, is the debt level is manageable, or the company, or you have any strategy to reduce the debt level? It is currently around 300 crores.
No, sir. Just a correction. Currently, our debt level is at 0.3%, which is way much less than the normal standard debt equity ratio. So on the debt level, we have only enough adequate headroom to go for the growth of the company. So as of now, by debt level stands at 225 years, not 300 years, sir. And at debt equity stands at 0.3%.
Okay. And also, on last 3 quarters, your PAT has been increasing. Is there any dividend for the retail investors, sir? Any discussion in the board?
At present, we are just trying to grow.
Okay, fine. Thank you. And also, keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Manish Jaiswal from MJ Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I am audible.
Yeah,
thank you. Good set of numbers, sir. Sir, मुझे बस एक सवाल पूछना था. ये जो आपका capacity आ रहा है, आपने सही बोला है कि मई 2026 तक पूरा live हो जाएगा. 7.9 kg.
7.9 kg means?
Sir, total overall capacity. Right now you have 2700 kilo. फिर आपका
2700 इधर है, उधर 4 और उधर 1200 है, बराबर.
हाँ, right. तो total आपका 7900 kg आ रहा है. तो ये सर आपका मई 2026 तक live हो जाएगा, right?
2026 तक live हो जाएगा यार.
Okay. तो सर आपका volume क्या रहेगा in the term of growth FY27 में?
60-70% growth है sir.
Okay. तो सर जो भी right now PAT margin आपका 6% के around चल रहा है, तो ये maintain रहेगा या फिर अभी आपने कुछ दिन
ये 4% के आसपास है? Things were going around, so our organization had thought of buying the gold on us, right? Because there were tariff problems, gold were rising every day. So we had our own planning with the management, but going long way, we don't plan to buy the gold on our company's risk. We would like to hedge the gold and we would like to make a simple business dealing.
Okay.
Which would be very effective for us with a very low percent of interest, and which is going to benefit the company, yeah.
Okay. Good, sir. And sir, for the longer term of period, so kya sir ye growth rate maintain rahega? Like FY28, 29, FY30?
Yeah, the world is so big. The India itself is so huge with 1.4 billion इतना माल का डिमांड है, वी आर नॉट एज माय कंपनी आई वुड से वी आर नॉट इवन 0.0000 समवेयर इन द इंडस्ट्री. सो ग्रोथ देयर इज टू मच ग्रोथ फॉर आवर इंडस्ट्री टू ग्रो बिगर एंड बिगर.
ओके. तो सर आपका राइट नाउ अभी जो आपका ओल्ड कैपेसिटी है 2700 किलो का, उसका भी राइट नाउ कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन 68% है. तो सर आप यहाँ से भी जो कैपेक्स लगा रहे हो, तो अगले साल तक ओवरऑल आप कितना कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन मान के चलते हो जाएगा? आवाज ब्रेक हो रही है.
ये वाली कंपनी में 70 to 80 किलोज.
ओके. तो सर अगर इन द लॉन्ग टर्म देखें तो ये सारा कैपेसिटी आपका FY 2028 या फिर 2029 तक यूटिलाइज हो जाएगा, राइट?
या ओके.
थैंक यू. ऑल द बेस्ट सर.
थैंक यू.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Tejas Khandelwal from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, thank you for the opportunity. So sir, I've joined a bit late, so I don't know if this question has been asked already. I just wanted to ask that there is another company listed with the same promoter and with the same line of business. So how do we differentiate our products?
So we have already discussed. So this, the Utsav T-Z manufacturing is since 2007 it's existing, and Shanti Gold is since 2008. Both have a different nature of business, different kind of jewelry, and both are run with a very different management and with a very professional management. So that's also so like 17 years.
But managing director is common in both the companies.
Sorry to interrupt in between, sir. Your voice was not audible.
Can I hear you? Hello?
So your still voice is breaking.
Now can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Repeat.
Yeah. So I want Mr. Harpreet Guleria, who runs the company and runs with a very professional management.
Okay, and do we have common customers?
Because the variety is different, so it doesn't make a difference to customers. Because that company makes a different kind of jewelry, and this company makes a different kind of jewelry.
Okay, sir. That's my question. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Arup Day, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. So my question is on the margin side, that last quarter, if we look at it, then versus this quarter, there is a huge fall in the margin. Last quarter, there was a inventory gain. So in this quarter, is it missing?
In quarter, this quarter also there was inventory gain, but little inventory gain. Last quarter we had received money from the IPO proceeding, and our purchase was at a very lower price, and the jewelry selling was at a very higher price because the gold was rising every day. Then somewhere the gold was sliced, and that's why our margin is little, it's affected. But not the business margin, it's on the margin from the gold we have got it.
And one other thing that if you can give me the information that what was the PAT margin ex inventory gain for the last year, and what would be the in the future that in terms of the PAT margin ex inventory gain which is sustainable?
There's no inventory gain, so 4% is sustainable, which we are going to achieve with the kind of jewelry what we are manufacturing and the designing and all. So 4% is net profit, PAT.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Rajiv from Shakti. Due to no response, we will move on to the next participant. We have the next question from the line of Nikita Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So, sir, can you share your current gold inventory in terms of days and how it compares with your historical average? And also, has there been any significant change in inventory holding levels over the past few years?
Ma'am, currently the inventory is at 1.52 months period, this is an average. Yes, because of increase in the prices, the inventory value does goes up. But if you see in terms of the turns, it's a healthy margin. Maybe going forward with the diverse product line that we are going to plan, the inventory holding will further improve only. So as of now, we are at 60 to 65. That's roughly 2 months average holding period.
Okay, sir. And also, I have one more question. Like, with higher gold prices, how has your working capital requirement changed in absolute terms? Like, has this led to higher borrowings or any pressure on the balance sheet?
See, higher in the increase in the gold prices, certainly the value also increases. So that also in the increase in the working capital requirement. So, but having said that, the thing, it goes for the other way also. The higher gold prices also, so churning happens. So as of now, the debt position is very comfortable. Currently, we are at 0.3%. So as of now, at 0.3%, as I said, it is increasing the raw material in case, because we are able to pass on those prices to the customer due to our design, security and all. So that translates into revenues.
Okay, sir. I think that answers my question, and all the best, sir, for the future.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for participating in the earnings call of Shanti Gold International Limited. I hope we have been able to address most of your queries. However, if there's anything missed out on any of your questions, kindly reach out to Mr. from at FPR and he'll connect with you and give further information as may be required. Look forward to interacting with you in the coming quarters. Thanking again for your time. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, management members. On behalf of Shanti Gold International Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.